Welcome back to BS Reactor, where we get our friends to talk about something we couldn't get other people in our lives to chat with us about. This time at the Reactor, we're beginning our conversation about Ninja Terminator, probably one of the best, absolutely horrible movies ever made. As always, we use profanity and spoilers to get our points across, so if you're not into that kind of stuff, tap stop before the music ends. Also, if you can, find our social media and let us know what you think. We're always trying to get better at this thing. And thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
I was talking to people last week. I told a friend that I was going to bring his mom so much that, like, when I actually met the woman, he was like, stay away from my mom. I'm like, what?
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Wink, I mean, not literally, wink. But I mean, she's not hot.
I mean, so like, wink, wink.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Your real dad?
Yeah, how I met your mother.
That specifically.
Yes. But, like, what's worse? Having that happen to you or someone not even say hi to you before they do it?
Or they offer you a fist bump and you're like, what? No.
Yeah.
They you just reflexively do it and then it's like sticks in your head for the rest of the week.
Like, why'd I do that? Yeah. They do it. Just go Rams. Right, yeah. just say something. Just go team, whatever random team you... Like, hey, you check out the sports game last night? Like, wait, you just took a don't worry about that.
Yeah. And then they're all in their head and is like, how often does this happen to this guy?
He's like, oh, pretty windy out today, isn't it?
It's like, he is not okay.
Yes.
All right, y'all ready for this? Should I just do the normal intro? It's weird with two people,
yeah,
right?
It is,
you got notes?
No, I got
dad jokes.
Dad jokes. There we go.
Dad jokes to. You know what? I don't appreciate you Henry. Making that noise about my dad jokes. Here you go. What do you call a dentist for crocodiles?
What's a dentist for crocodiles?
Totally crazy.
That's one of those meta jokes.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the last episode?
Yeah.
I'm having fun with the robot shit. I don't know.
Why did the giraffe get bad grades?
What's that?
He always had his head in the clouds.
Ba-dum-tisk.
This is something that for people who know Jurassic Park would know this one. Mm-hmm. What do you call a blind dinosaur?
Anything you want to.
do you think he saw us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think he saw us?
Classic. I feel like I need to count it just for continuity's sake.
Oh, God, know. Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Have that be the music. Don't even put the new actual music in. Just have it do that.
Welcome to BS Reactor. So our entire team flicked on us this time. So.
Yeah, they all off freaking. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The cat even is upset.
The cat's mad about it.
Yes, the cat's even upset about that.
I'm
mess.
Sure it has nothing to do with the fact that we're recording this on April the 20th.
So Evan has to.
He's at a convention. He said that forever ago. Yeah, so I'm not going to say
fine.
That. Yeah.
Jasmine
said is dealing with family.
Some family related. And all of a sudden, I'm not saying Malik is doing. Doing something that
he said he had family stuff today.
Yeah, family
it
stuff
can happen. But anyways, it's just me and Pat today. So yeah, you want to
like
introduce yourself?
Yeah, just like the origins of the podcast,
ranting about bullshit, and everyone around us being like, "What?"
Literally, people. Isaac and I have been doing this. What you're about to hear for about 11 years,
something like 12 that.
Years.
Yeah,
yeah, 12 years.
A bit, yeah.
And people look like, this is crazy. What the hell are they talking about? And so eventually everyone came together like, hey, we should put that on mic because other people would like to listen to us talk about nerdy, dumb shit that why the fuck we didn't want to think about that.
Yeah. And I already had microphones because I was trying to record my piano at the time.
And I didn't get a reason to get out of my house.
Yeah, exactly. So it all kind of came together.
So it's like a big thing. Just,
yeah. Yeah.
It's like
full circle.
Was
yeah.
it is it like poetry?
Poetry. It all yeah. matches. Or it all matches. Goes together. Yeah. Yeah, I've been making jokes since we started that after like so long, we're just gonna be rating how fuckable all the dinosaurs are in Jurassic Park.
So speaking of that, I have
Dilophosaurus.
I have a note.
Just swallow. God damn.
See, it spits. So no, I can't have that.
No,
because
the frills though. I mean that's kind of nice.
Well, yeah. You know what though? Good
frill action.
Bet best one though is probably gonna be like. See, I can't say like the Brachiosaurus because it's too big.
Uh huh.
The Triceratops.
Yeah,
has a big ol' ass. So can't get. All up in that cloaca.
Although after you admitted to liking Augustus Gloop's mom at the
hey, you know what?
She I has mean, a, you're
she,
not wrong.
She has a dumper. Yeah. See, it looked different. Okay. See, now that I'm older and I understand what a real woman is, not all women need to be all skinnified and stuff. Mm-hmm. She can dress up a little bit, and she's a good mother, kind of.
Provides for the kid, right? Yeah.
Got him Lilo-hosen.
Supportive. Is one of the few parents that was like, Augustus, that's something you shouldn't do.
Yes.
I mean, the kid probably has some like Asperger's or whatever. Or, but,
yeah, control problems, but you know, is that really her fault?
No. Okay, I think we're gonna go.
All right, baby.
All right, let's just do this one more time then.
All right.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. So we tried to start this once, and I apparently unplugged my mixer and it decided it hated me. So this is round two for us.
Maybe we just have kicking stuff.
Yeah. I'm not a friend of the electronics today, apparently. So yeah, welcome back to this thing.
maybe it's on, maybe it's not. We don't know.
I'll try to salvage what we had before, but yeah. So anyway, in our first take, we were talking about how this is kind of like a full circle for us.
We're literally taking this back to the origins of the podcast.
Yeah, we used to have chats about crazy stuff. And then people would just pop on and be like in the background, and be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's really interesting, but what the hell are you guys talking about?
Right, yeah. Just off the wall shenanigans.
That's for y'all longtime listeners. That's where I first started going on my rant about why Yoda's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. But he is, though.
Yes. And I will tell you guys, hey, we haven't, I don't know if we're doing it now. It'll come up. We will be doing an update to that first episode because I realized that there are more people who deserve to be on that list.
Absolutely. Honestly, I kind of want to do a disclaimer on the first issue. I think I might have said this before. We've gotten a lot better since then. Like, we're more comfortable in the microphones and all that.
I almost want to say just skip the first four episodes and just go back and redo them.
And I don't know about redo them, but like re-edit them maybe. Like, maybe a little more streamlined. Put some music in. Yeah. That was back before I made tracks for this, because like I didn't start doing that until the voices episode in the background. Just kind of like I just fuck with people.
It's evolving.
It's an evolving art form.
Yeah. You know? So you tell people like, yo, listen to our podcast, but skip the first four. Everyone's like, oh, I hear it. How? Like, no, you don't. Mm-hmm.
Some of them, like the first episodes that I've listened to on some podcasts, is like, oh, yeah, our mics weren't actually plugged in that day, so we're using our backup audio. And it's like, start over, man. Just start over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hire some actors, dub over it, and
just, you know, once I figure out how to get the whole video thing going, y'all can actually see what we look like, and y'all can see why I'm so awesomely delicious looking.
Yeah, or we'll get AI to either, fix all of that.
Either way, AI is going to have a big thing of ice with like a Subway sandwich and
like, just casually eating a sandwich. You'll know what we mean.
All the time. Like, that's what we call them, Subway.
Yep. So anyways, it's just the two of us, Pat and I. And yeah, we're going to watch a movie together. This is a movie still, right?
It was something.
Yeah.
It was on film. It had scenes and dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a progression.
Yeah. Arguably progression of events that happened.
Yes. Arguably. Considering that my wife and I watched it and spent out of the 120 plus minute. Yeah, 100. The movie's 127 if you count the credits. Mm-hmm. We spent like 125 of those minutes trying to figure out what the fuck was going on for the whole movie.
Yeah, there's a reason for that we'll get into in just a second.
Because there's part of it where you're like, this is two different movies, right? They literally put two different movies together.
Uh-huh. Yeah. there's a couple reasons I wanted to do this one. Yeah. One, because Pat put in the chat forever ago. It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Back when we were going to do one of the Batman episodes, we were short on crew. And she posted the trailer for a movie called Ninja Against Cobra or something like that.
Yeah, it was something very horrible.
I get 2 seconds into the trailer and I was like, oh, I know this.
Like, literally, I did it because I did it off of as a joke.
Yeah.
Because I saw it on some, I don't know what I saw it on. Let me show those guys this. So I put it in the Discord and everyone's like, oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Isaac was actually going to look into it.
No. I already knew it because I used to watch Kung Fu movies when I was a kid.
Yeah.
There was always a section of Blockbuster that was like martial arts or whatever. And it was, you know, it's fun to watch Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
You find like the compilation videos of Best Buy. It's like 20 films for $8 or something. You know what you're getting into when you spend $8 for 20 films.
Exactly.
There's no mysteries there.
No.
So I ran across the director of this forever ago. His name is Godfrey Ho.
Yes.
And when you posted that, I saw them who was acting it, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm not drunk enough to make this happen. So, yeah, this film is called Ninja Terminator.
Which makes no sense because there's no robotic stuff in there.
Well, the reason they called it Ninja Terminator is because the movie Terminator came out the year before this, and it was still.
And that's what I was realizing when I was watching. Yeah. I was like, I bet this came out because that came out before.
To be fair, this movie is absolutely a garbage fire, but it's a garbage fire in a dumpster outside of a fireworks shop in rural Indiana. So like, the stakes have risen. It's a fun watch.
It's not in a way. Yeah. It's not the worst movie I've seen.
Yeah.
But it's in the top 10.
Yeah. I can't defend that. No. This movie's bad. This is a bad movie. So the plot of this makes Jim Cotta look like Citizen Kane.
I was thinking the same thing while watching this. I was like, people make fun of Jim Cotta, but at least Jim Cotta had a plot.
Mm-hmm. But we've done a bunch of bad dub movies.
Yeah.
Jim Cotta, obviously. Mm-hmm. Black Dynamite is kind of adjacent to that. Velocipastor, that One Cut of the Dead, Spaceballs, Hardcore Henry kind of jujitsu is definitely on this list. Samurai's. Yes. Fucking Samurai's, right?
That's the first thing in my head. Samurai's.
But this is the premium choice beef version of that. So the effects in this too, as much fun as I have with it, the effects make Velocipaster look like the Matrix. So
I'm trying to understand. There's a character in here who I kept telling my wife he's Michael Jordan of chewing.
Uh-huh.
Because all he does is chew gum. And every scene he's chewing gum so hard.
fucking Beavis whole movie.
He looks like he's supposed to be a hero character, but he looks like a creeper. He looks like he's going to
He is a creeper.
He is a creeper, yeah. There's a part in the movie where this woman literally just lost two of her brothers.
Mm-hmm.
She lost her other brother on the way from the first brother's funeral.
Yeah.
He walks in on her and talks to her hey, baby. He basically walked to her and said, hey, baby, let's do it. he didn't say that, but that's basically how he was talking to her. I'm like, wait,
which
what?
Is funny because that's not the same character.
No, it's not.
No. No, it's anyway. Not. So, we both grew up on bad dubs or whatever. Because, Power Rangers is kind of the opposite of what's happening here.
Side note, when I went on Tubi to watch this, I found Super Sentai.
Oh, nice.
It's on there.
So, Power Rangers, for those uninitiated, took footage from a series called Super Sentai and then put American teens in there to appeal to American audience. We knew we were getting grifted back then. It was pretty obvious. But, it's not a bad time, though.
It's
right?
Great. It's great when the people who are heroes, you don't see their mouths move, so you can say whatever the hell they want.
Mm-hmm. And most Saturday morning cartoons for that matter, none of us actually thought that Scooby-Doo was art. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A Pup-Man Scooby-Doo was.
But. Right. We watched things Godzilla the Animated Series. Oh. And we're like, yeah, come on, guys.
Did they make a Terminator TV show?
I want to say they did, but don't quote me on that.
That was... Street Sharks.
But stuff like Transformers or whatever.
Street Sharks.
You watch that now and it's like, what was I thinking as a kid? But it was bright colors, actions or whatever. Ninja Terminator is made for teenagers that wanted a movie to smoke pot to. This,
right? I felt like they made this movie just to go on Mystery Science Theater.
It feels like that. I'm surprised they haven't. There's a couple podcasts How Did This Get Made? Did an episode of this. It's behind a paywall, you fuckers. it's nice to listen to that.
But. Exactly.
We'll be right back.
So apparently you don't know who Godfrey Ho is because, a little history of this will enlighten you.
A little behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
We were originally going to do a movie called Fighter.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Which is like one of the
best. Just came on Netflix.
Just came on Netflix. It was one of the best movies ever invented. Isaac and I saw it originally in the theater and then it came on Netflix like a month later and we were like, I definitely have to let the others watch this.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're also going to watch Last Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
But since everyone else decided to go on a walkabout.
Be busy on April the 20th. Cough, wheeze, toke. Not that
Doritos.
I would be surprised if any of them are doing weed today, but like.
Yes, any of them. Side note, since they're gone, we can talk so much noise about them. Know what I hate the most about Jasmine? Ovaries. I don't know what it is.
That's not where I thought that would go.
I know. It literally, I was saying that and I was thinking of it as I was thinking in my head, so I had no idea. I was going to say Jasmine's face stinks, but that'd make no sense.
No, it doesn't. No.
Malik's face stinks.
I'm not going to cut this out anyways.
Yeah, I hate that.
Evan, stop breathing in your fucking microphone. Rubbing it against the.
Yeah.
I have to edit so much of this out. It's like, stop.
Pat, stop falling asleep and snoring on the mic.
You've been better than you used to be.
Yes. Yes, I try to, when I fall asleep on the mic, I try to roll to the left.
Oh my God. One of the last episodes we did, Malik just stepped off a cliff. Like he just stopped talking and then fell asleep. We were just like, you know, he probably needs this. Let's not wake him up.
Malik works overnight.
Yeah. Like I'm shocked he still does this with us, but yeah.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Because I love it though. It is funny when I listen to him. He says nothing for like at half an hour and then you hear him goes.
He's like, what? And then he's back in the game.
He goes, it was okay.
Yeah, it was fine.
Okay, movie.
Okay. He never says, I give it 4 stars. Okay, I'm out.
Whatever.
So you start keeping monsters in the house or something to pep the boy up.
I feel like when we get to 200 episodes, we need to do like a compilation of like all the stuff we do.
All the bullshit.
And then just like, and here's Malik. And then there's a compilation of him going, it's okay, I guess.
Yeah, it's all right.
And me going... And me just going off friends about dumb shit. Or the best one is Malik going off on talking about Jasmine punching people.
I started to feel bad about that because this one time she was like, guys, really? It's just like, come on.
Now, to my defense, I've brought it up only like 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
Malik's the one who brings
it up. I can't help myself to add to it though. And I started to feel bad.
I'm sorry. She told us the story. I literally, because we know how Jasmine is.
Yeah, so
She's really nice. So seeing her just knock the fuck out of some kid. It's hilarious because we know the shit she put up with. She didn't knock no one out, but that one time. So everyone has a fight and flight.
Right,
kid hugs around and finds out he's a fighter.
I just keep thinking of the fight or flighty thing.
Yeah, fight or flighty. He's 50-something years old.
Mike Tyson still punches like a train.
And his power was like...
like the bag rips off and falls. Yes,
like, his power was ridiculous. So, at 50, so think how he was back at 1920 when he was fighting. I'm just like... Damn, like,
God damn it.
And I will say this, if you ever listen to this podcast, Mike Tyson, I love your show. Mike Tyson Mysteries is one of the best shows ever.
Yeah, they should have kept going.
I wish it did, man. You know what? After this episode, I'm going to go back and listen to the episode. Just to listen to the fan. Yeah. A fight or flighty. And then
I killed like 20 astronauts. I mean, astronomers.
I mean, I take no responsibility. Just the fact that that time where he jumped out of a boat, moving boat. It was just, I didn't get the insurance. It just jumped out of the boat. I was like, what the hell?
Oh my God.
That time he said, Marcus, I'll fucking kill you. And they're just like, what?
And you know they're just recording random shit that he says. Exactly. Like, he doesn't even have a script. Like, that came out of that man's mouth.
Yes, they're like, he didn't want nothing in there. And just, and what really cool is that Norm MacDonald was always either drunk or high, because his character was always either coming off of a bender, coming off of OD on the ground. And then he's like, he gets serious, like, hey, man, we make all these jokes and stuff, but
he could kill us.
He could kill us. He's freaking Mike Tyson. He could kill us. And the fact is that he scared a ghost.
You can punch a dead man.
Exactly.
All right. So Godfrey Ho, this is a special man. A little bit of history here. Legend has it, he really wanted to make movies. So he got in, started working to the system. He's from Hong Kong, China, the history of Hong Kong, whatever. You can Google it yourself. He became the assistant director for Cheng Chia, who was part of the Shaw Brothers studio, which, like, the Shaw Brothers had a different thing because they were making, like, a bunch of wuxia and, like, kung fu movies and whatever. But there was, like, an assembly line for these movies. Like, it was one of the trendsetters in there that they could put out a bunch of movies, standard budget, and get something entertaining to people. Cheng Chia did stuff like The Five Venoms, One Art Swordsman, Duel of Fists, Legends of the Seven Golden Vampires. Like, he did, like, a shit ton of movies, right? And also worked alongside John Woo, you may have heard of, who did things like Mission Impossible 2, Face Off, The Killer, like, things Americans had actually heard of eventually.
The worst Mission Impossible.
So while working at Shaw Brothers, he met Joseph Lai, who... who started IDF Films. And Joseph Lai had a company that bought the Western distribution rights to a bunch of Asian films. So imagine you bought the back catalog of Lifetime original movies.
Yes.
But then he realized marketing stuff in the West is really hard. Not shocking, right? Yes, like, exactly. It's hard to get Western movies out in the 80s. I can only imagine being like, hey, here's a gangster film from Korea, right?
Imagine they can't speak the language.
So what do you do with all this footage? He threw some ninjas on that bitch. Godfrey Ho worked for Joseph Lai, and he would copy and paste together films and insert ninja footage that he got for the cheap. And that's basically what this movie is. Just
which is hilarious.
A random Korean gangster movie with ninjas.
Because half the stuff happens in Hong Kong. I'm like, they don't have ninjas in Hong Kong. What the?
No, don't worry about it. So Godfrey Ho made about 157 plus films, mostly direct to VHS, over the course of 26 years. So that's like a release a little over once every other month.
Right? That's good average.
And this is before all the aids we have. He didn't have Pro Tools to work with. He didn't have all the computer software that we've come to appreciate that would have made production way, way easier. He's actually cutting film, inserting audio. Like, he's doing most of this stuff by hand. So it's like, as bullshit as this is, he's kind of a genius to make this happen, honestly.
Take that, and you gotta thought Stephen King was a prolific writer. How about this dude? He's giving every other month. Movie, bam.
Bam, yeah. Like I said, his thing for 26 years up to the year 2000, took some time off, and now he is a film professor in Hong Kong.
You know what?
He got stuff done. Hey, he got a shit ton of stuff,
done.
Under budget.
On time, under budget, and made money.
Right? Shit. So, like, I can't fault him. Yeah, like, he did his job and then some, right?
Exactly. Because you don't have a career that long and not make money.
He gets that it's kind of funny when he was talking his autobiography and was like, yeah, I looked up into the sky and saw airplanes. And, like, I thought, I'd like to ride one of those. Maybe if I make movies, I can ride on an airplane. And, like, he's giggling as he's saying this thing. Right? This movie is bullshit, but it is also kind of amazing. And this is one of the better examples of his 157 plus films. So.
Are half those movies on Tubi?
A lot of them are. Okay. Some of them got, you know, whatever. And he also used like 40 pseudonyms.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to tell which ones are actually.
There's a lot of them that had the word ninja something in it.
Oh, no. Yeah. That was kind of his calling card. Yeah. There was also a thing where a bunch of Asian films to appeal to Western market would find white people to put in there because they thought it would help market things
like
better.
They did with this movie with the 45-year-old white guys in here.
Right? So the main guy is Richard Harrison. And Godfrey Ho hired this guy to shoot three films at the same time. Yeah. He's like, we're going to use your footage for these three films. It's going to be great. And then what he didn't tell them is basically he just signed the rights over for the footage. Richard Harrison ended up in like 40 ninja movies. He said it fucking wrecked his career because, like, everyone talked to him and be like, oh, you're that guy from all those ninja movies.
Is that the guy with the mustache?
Yeah. Oh, the guy with the camo.
Yeah, the camo. Which made no sense because he was never. There's a guy. All right, so his character has a camo ninja uniform. Mm-hmm. So think of a ninja, but with camouflage.
Yeah.
But he was never in the forest.
Ever. Maybe once in the beginning.
That was a tree. That was just a tree.
He was standing next to a tree.
That was it. Yeah. He was never in the forest. He spent the rest of the whole time either on like a open rock area or on concrete. And he was wearing, I was like, why do you keep wearing freaking camouflage when you're not using the point of the camouflage?
Right. Yeah. So like this guy basically wrecked his career because he kept using the same footage. And there's like some really telltale stuff, like in Ninja Against Cobra.
Yeah.
There's a Garfield phone in there. And I was like, motherfucker.
And in this movie, you see it too, because there's one actor who apparently gets his hand chopped off. Is wearing, in each scene, it's him getting yelled at. He's wearing a white coat. And the next one where he gets his hand chopped off, he's wearing a black
and coat. Everything is dubbed a fucking back.
Yes.
Like, it makes the acting seem so bad.
And then in the next scene, he's back to wearing a white.
Yeah.
And then it gets
a guy. There's a guy that gets his finger cut off. Yes. And the guy, like, to cut the first finger off is like, do this or we'll cut your second finger off. But you can see his hands when he's saying this. His finger grew back or something.
And one of the guys, this creepy chewer guy, he has like some reason he has a country accent
for like one scene.
So
the footage they got this from is from a Korean movie that never came out in America, and apparently there's no copies of this things, but it's like The Uninvited Guest of Star Ferry or something like that. Anyway, we'll get back to that in a bit. The guy's name is Jack Lam and his character's name is Jaguar Wong.
Yes.
Which is
Jaguar.
What?
I gonna lie, that's kind of a cool name though.
So I don't actually know any of the films this guy was in. I think they're all in Korean, probably like low budget kind of shenanigans. But also they have Zheng Li Huang, which I do recognize. He was in Drunken Master, which is a Jackie Chan movie, and Game of Death 2, which is a Bruce Lee movie. He's in a bunch of other stuff too.
I just love how in this movie there's so much exposition done.
They had to catch up and it was like, all that made sense, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, cool. Like, yeah.
They do it so that as you're watching it, you have some idea what's going on.
On the box art for the DVD/VHS of this thing, it was like starring Richard Harrison and Bruce Stallion.
Bruce Stallion.
I don't know who they think is Bruce Stallion. Like, that's not whoever's name is in the movie, but they don't actually give title credits to this character played by this person. It's just in the front of the box, they just put Bruce Stallion. It's like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm trying to look up right now. Jack Lam. All right. He was in Leopard Fist Ninja,
which is another Godfrey Ho movie.
And The Spring,
which I'm going to guess is probably a Godfrey Ho movie. He just cut his face into stuff. Yeah. So like, I don't doubt that these people had like actual careers alongside this. Richard Harrison was in spaghetti Western sort of stuff and like gladiators and sorcery kind of stuff. He almost played a Fistful of Dollars, like the main character in that, before he recommended the guy that actually played that.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of, there's a lot of garbage movies.
Yeah. A lot of this is schlock. It's like B movies.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because like in the old days, when you would go to see a movie, you would buy a pass to the theater because they didn't know how to kick people out back then. So you would go and see the A movie, which is the one you actually wanted to see. And right after that, they would play the B movie, which is the lower budget, fill the space kind of movie. But this, a lot of people are calling a Z movie because this is pretty much just direct to video.
I'm calling Z. It'd be like, okay. Let me show you. Let me give you a little quick of what Richard Harrison unfortunately had to do in his acting life going in the 80s.
Yeah.
So his first movie with this guy, I believe, will be what? Probably be, because he did a couple of movies over in Italy too.
Mm-hmm. Spaghetti Westerns and stuff.
Yeah. He was in a movie called Orgasmo Nero.
I don't know what that is.
Sex and Black Magic.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Jeez, there's a lot of horrible movies, guys. I'm sorry.
For real.
These are very horrible movies. So he did Ninja Terminator, which is 1986. Mm-hmm. After that, he did Ninja Champion. Same year, Golden Ninja Warrior. Same year, Ninja Hunt. Same year, The Ninja Squad.
I'm telling you, man was a machine.
Same year, the Ninja Protector. Same year, Ninja Dragon. Same year, Terror Force Commander. Same year, Honor Thy Father. Same year. Oh, this one was actually episodes of the movie, so that's different. This is not in.
The film company edited into a series for TV at one point.
Yeah. And then in 1987, he slowed down and did Hitman, The Cobra, Evil Spawn, Cobra versus Ninja, Ninja Operation License to Terminate, same year, Ninja Avengers, Ninja Commandments, Ninja Kill Savior.
Can you see why this man was pissed? Yes. He's like, I'm going to do three movies. I'll slum it for a while. It's a paycheck. So and he gets back to America and he's just like, oh, I'm so fucked.
In 1986 and 1987, he was in 17 movies. Oh, jeez. And you only got paid for three. That would piss me off so much.
Oh my god! Yeah,
I would be careless or bad. Is that I got paid for only three out of 17 movies.
I bet there's a clause in modern contract because of this shit.
Yes, you know what I mean? Yes, this is exactly why. This is what the freaking actors went on strike for and shit. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Also, wow. This is kind of like ancient AI because they're like using your likeness. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Totally.
Wow.
Also, filmed in town here was a web series based on the works of Godfrey Ho called Ninja Mission Force.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. Some people in town did, like, a parody thing. I don't actually know who they were. But at the same time, Champaign-Urbana is not a big town/area. So, we've probably run into these people.
Probably at least have.
You know what I mean?
It's probably from the university's Asian film club.
Something like that. Another reason that I wanted to cover this now, as opposed to later when we finally get around to it, is there's going to be a Blu-ray release of this movie.
Oh.
One of the major features they advertise is correct framing, because this movie, they basically just improvised where the camera was pointing half the time. Like, they went from letterboxed, like, formatted to TV, but sometimes they would just zoom in, and then the camera would creak over to see the actual actors.
Half the time, no one was on camera, and then you hear people acting, you're like, were they going to move?
You just see people's feet, and you're like, which one's which?
The director just say, ah, F it. We only got enough time to do one take.
They're not watching this for the talking.
I know. Literally, the one that was really the worst one was when one of the ninjas breaks into this guy's house, and there's you a picture of his bed, just a picture of a bed.
Yeah.
And then in the bottom left corner of the screen, you see a drawer open, barely.
Yeah.
Because he's going through the drawer looking for this piece of this idol. And then he just does a somersault over in the bed to the other part.
And then he does like a handstand or whatever to get down the stairs and then a flip.
There's part of it too where these guys are running for the ninjas and the ninjas start doing cartwheels for no reason.
Just cause.
Yeah.
They just felt really happy at that moment.
They're like, yay, we're running.
Yay.
And part of the season they did this like in a mall, like a courtyard of a mall. And I swear these people kept getting their ass beat and they kept attacking this dude.
I think this movie, aside from the finger getting cut off, is like a bloodless PG-13, maybe even PG film.
I'm gonna call it PG-13.
I mean, there's two sex scenes that don't show anything, but
they don't show
real
anything,
porny.
But like, they show everything.
Yeah.
There's a scene where a guy is sucking on his tetas.
There's like shadow puppets on the wall or whatever.
But it's the weirdest way he went at it. Like, he grabbed her boobies, but he didn't like grab them like a normal person who puts their hands out and just grab them. He like twisted. It was like, I'm opening up like you open up like a two doors.
And also, while you're not seeing nipples, this lady, she has armpit hair, and I'm not like body shaving armpit hair. I dated French girls, but it's like, there's a lot.
It's
like a tiny afro under her armpit.
When that happened, I asked my wife, I said, I understand it's the 80s.
But,
so,
God
and then I was like, hey, do Asian women do their underarmpits? And I was like, asking for literally like questions. Because I was like, oh, this is horrible. I'm shaming it. Because that could be like, that's their culture. Like, they don't do that. I literally was like, I did not know. Unless she has some... Like she had a little person headlock.
Yeah, it's like she's slowly turning from the armpits
and,
out.
And part of the sex scene is he's like kissing her, and then he puts her leg. Somehow he's kissing her, then puts his leg up by her head, by his head, and then the next scene she's like, ooh. Like,
he also takes her underwear off with his toes.
Yes.
Which is like the deck, because they're like right next to each other.
Yes.
This man's flexibility is off the charts.
And when we mean take it off, we're not talking about he draws a little bit down of his hand.
Slowly pulling it.
He went from under her skirt that she had with his foot and brought it down. Like, so he basically just took his. Yeah.
My questions are purely logistics.
Yes. And that's what my questions were too, with the sex scene where he moved her leg up to my. I was like, wait a minute, what's he doing? How are we doing? I said, don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. I really wanted this to come up later in the film too. He takes a ring off one guy and was like, you should have done that with his toes.
I love how that fight was hilarious, because I said, what's more embarrassing, getting bitch slapped and then robbed like that guy did, or just getting beat up? Because the guy took this guy's ring.
Well, he tore his jacket and he was like, bitch, and slapped him around, took his ring.
He bitch slapped him. He literally
backhanded.
He slapped him think of the craziest pimp scene you ever seen of a guy slapping. And then he did that, but the guy did a spin on top.
Somehow it came across as more disrespectful.
Yes. And he did it twice too.
Yeah.
He went slap and then slapped and then he did a spin. And then he stole the guy's rock. He told him on his ring and the guy's like, please, can I have that?
No.
No. He goes, there's a payment as he's chewing his gum like it's fucking going out of style.
Nom, 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 nom. And Jaguar keeps going. It's like fucking Beavis or something.
Everybody.
So I found a super cut of him going online. It was just like, okay, it's kind of weird that he does that, but it's like, he does that 40 times in this movie.
He does a lot. And none of these fight scenes that happen in this movie just come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, there's literally a scene where he's watching.
Which I kind of appreciate.
Yes. I mean, and the fight part is too, as bad as it is, the fight scenes aren't that bad.
No, they're not.
They're really good.
They're better than Power Rangers.
Yes, they're pretty good. But one of the fights starts like this. He's just walking next to a guy who's working on a car.
Uh-huh.
And there's two cars, lane in the middle. And he tries to go into the lane, and a guy is working on one of the cars. He accidentally bumps him and he goes, oh, I'm sorry for bumping you. And the guy goes, oh, you're one of those guys who thinks that you can just do what you want. And they start
I'm
fighting.
I'm going to teach you a lesson. Karate.
Yeah, I'm just like, what? They can't nowhere. Like, I felt like that guy was like, as soon as someone just does something, I'm going to fight. And then there's a
and
scene.
He just beats him like a drum and leaves.
And then leaves. And then there's another scene where they do that coke drop.
Oh, the heroin drop off. Yeah.
I have there's no reason why these people were actually even talking about them doing any type of drugs. Mm-hmm. There's no thing of them being a drug cartel or nothing. I didn't even know they even were a cartel. I literally thought they were just ninjas trying
One
to
One of the descriptions I found online said he was a member of Interpol. That is not in the movie.
No, it was not. No, he did say they're under arrest.
Yeah.
One time he said these guys are under arrest.
What?
But he never put out a badge or nothing. And apparently he's working for the Richard Harris guys.
Yeah.
But
no
one says anything about that guy being a cop or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know what he does anything. Like, he literally, half the time he's sitting in his house. He shows him at his wife's, I guess it's his wife's.
It's his wife's, yeah.
Yeah, at his wife's job. And then he's in ninja stuff. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, I don't know what he does.
Yeah, I don't think it ever comes up, other than he's the best ninja ever or
apparently.
Whatever.
And then going back to the heroin drop. There's three guys, the main guy, the creeper, and then two guys. The two guys are like, hey, he didn't give us the money for the stuff. So they go and start fighting him. And then out of nowhere, some random guy in a three-piece suit comes out and starts fighting him.
So we're getting into the plot. Yes. I actually did a lot of hunting on this to figure out what the fuck's happening. So this will come up.
So please, Isaac, tell us what's going on.
First off, I want to read the IMDb synopsis. And this is on a number of things, so I don't know where IMDb got it. But so this is what they say. Three more martial arts students search for the Golden Ninja Warrior, a statue reputed to have magical powers. This is not the synopsis of the movie I watched. at all.
They did have the magical thing at the beginning of the movie.
But they didn't hunt for the statue.
They stole it at the beginning of the movie.
So I'm thinking whoever wrote that synopsis watched the first 3 minutes of the film and was like, yeah, whatever.
That's pretty much what it is. Let's go.
And also, one of the YouTube movies that I watched, there's a couple that are an hour and 27 minutes, and there's a couple that are an hour and 35 minutes or whatever. The correct version is the 127, because a film reel only holds 88 minutes. It's right at that line. So you can put it on one film reel. The 135 at the very end, they had a trailer for one of the other movies, and they just full on showed tits on a YouTube video. It's like, no one's reviewed this, no one's got this far.
I ain't gonna lie though, on Tubi, right next to this was a movie called Boobs.
It's just Boobs.
Yes,
nice.
It's called Boobs.
BS Reactor is recorded in the Midwestern USA. Right now, everyone is talking about how the cicadas are going to emerge and yell at us. So, in the future, you may hear a slight ee-ee-ee noise in the background. The music guy thinks he can edit it out, but he's also as crazy as he is hairy, and he's practically a Sasquatch. All voices, music, and mixing are put together by the Reactor crew. All rights reserved. If you have any comments, questions, or want to scream into the void in the general direction of the crew, contact the humans at bsreactor.com or try posting on their social media that they will perhaps someday update. Thanks for listening, you resplendent fleshbags. The crew appreciates you.